This is the City of CS Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all things real estate. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello and welcome to the City of CS Show, brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage, Drury Brothers Roofing, and Mia Bella Properties. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor and owner of Mia Bella Properties. Last week, Bill McAfee, owner of Empire Title, joined me, and we talked about the hot summer real estate market and how crazy it was. Well, anyways, what about...
Crazy.
Well, what about now? As you can tell, I got Bill McAfee back in the studio with me, just like I promised. So, Bill, we're going to talk about what's going on now, what you're seeing at Empire Title, which is, by the way, the number one title company in Colorado Springs, as voted by...
The Gazette.
Gazette.
Best of.
And Independent.
Wow, I didn't even know on that one. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Really?
I didn't. Thank you. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that. Sorry.
Point being is that I was at your company last week.
Huh?
I think it was last week, and it was on a Friday.
Yeah.
No, let me think. Yeah, it was on Friday. You all had 75 closings in one day.
Yeah, our record's 94, believe it or not.
And I was like, and my closing was upstairs. And people that typically, that I didn't know even did that sort of thing, that right. had, but evidently they have the background for it,
right.
did the closing.
Yeah. Was it Carrie?
No, it was Wanda.
Wanda, oh yeah, absolutely. Wanda is one of our sales reps, but she's
right.
very good at that.
Right,
yep.
right.
Absolutely.
Right, really surprised. Hey, Wanda, what you doing here? Why am I doing your closing? You are. Yeah, we got 75 closings today. I wonder why I'm upstairs. Y'all are busy.
Well, between all three offices, we actually have one in Woodland Park and one in Canyon City, and we actually did 92 with disbursements that day. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's been a heck of a summer. You know, we opened the doors back in 03, so we're 15 years this last August, and the last 6 years we've been, according to data, you know, that's released out to the mm-hmm. public, we've been the number one. Very proud of the people there. We got an amazing group.
You do. You absolutely have an amazing group. I can attest to that. And I'm not saying that just because we're friends. I mean, we become friends because I do business there at Empire Title.
Yep.
But from the moment you walk in the reception area to the when you close, you just got a great group of people.
Yeah.
And they're so accommodating. Every time I walk in, they go, oh, we're going to make that decaf for you, Debbie. I'm like, yo, you don't have to, not unless somebody else wants. Oh, no, no, no. We're going to make it for you. That, gee, thanks.
They cover all my bad spots. Let me tell you that.
I can tell that every person that you all hire, they've meshed in. I mean, that's their personality is like you guys' personality. You know, you can get the job done. You can get it done right. You're going to have your clients back and you're going to have fun doing it.
Thank you. Our motto is we don't succeed unless you do. And we take that very seriously.
And it's true. And, you know, and I've had issues with, you know, some properties that need this or that. Matter of fact, I've got one right now that my clients who are selling the home, they're actually my buyers too. They bought the home using me as to represent them.
Right.
And they've had the house for like 5 or 6 years. Well, the listing agent didn't close at Empire Title. We closed at another title company.
Right.
And lo and behold, you go on the assessor and the seller's name is not on there. It's previous owners.
Wow.
So, yeah, to make that phone call to Rebecca to get that taken care of. So there's always, you know, these little issues that pop up that you all help with. So not only do you provide title insurance, you also help with other issues. There's been times when I haven't been able to find a well permit.
Yep. Absolutely. You know, we help across the gamut. You see people with mobile homes that haven't been purged to
right.
where you got to deal with that and mining claims and stuff pops up everywhere.
Oh, you're not kidding. And it can be quite confusing, definitely quite confusing to our clients. And you all are Johnny on the spot every single time. It just never fails. You all are.
Thank you. I hope the Empire Associates are listening. That's a kudos to them.
No, it truly is. And I just love going in there. You know, there's been days when I've been really bummed out and I go in there and it just makes me feel better. And I really mean that because you all make me laugh and have a good time. And there's never, I don't have this bump at the closing. Things have already been taken care of. Where I've been to other title companies, you know, with, I have buyers and the seller's agent uses a different title company. And, you know, and sometimes I go in there thinking, gosh, I hope there's not a bump. I hope there's not a problem. Because I know at Empire, you know, even if there was going to be one, you guys would take care of it immediately. We did have an issue a couple years ago, but you took care of it, and you and I can talk about it after the show because you might not remember, but it was an issue and it was taken care of immediately.
Good.
So you guys are number one, and there's a reason for it. The, you know, the other thing is too, you always have information for us realtors to help our clients.
Right.
And right now, of course, we're in the fall months and I see things slowing down. Now, is that common?
Yep.
Yeah, it's common. It's absolutely common. I'm seeing less showings, but I'm seeing more listings coming on board.
Yep. Yep. Before you go on, I'm glad this is radio because my head got so big when you were talking about Empire that the headphones are a little tight on me. I'm going to see if Matt can come rip these things off. Thank you. That was very cool.
It's true.
I was on KRDO on TV last week, and they came in and interviewed. And two things that I'm seeing right now that, and I don't think the market's crashing by any means, so I don't want anyone out in radio land to think that. But here's what I am seeing. On a long-term running average, where you have the number of listings and the number of sales, which is demand and supply, on a long-term running average, during this crazy, insane market, on a long-term run, you literally had listings going down and down and down and down. In other words, what was available for sale continued, like if you were looking on an angle like 25, 30 degrees going down, and the sales during that same time period were going up in almost the opposite direction. So sales were going up
and
even
inventory
on a run,
and
what
down.
Was available kept going down. Right. And I mean, they were separating from each other. And now I can say I'm seeing enough of this to not just think this is a trend. I've actually been looking at both sales and listings on a running average. And the number of sales on a running average, again, I'm taking out the highs and lows, but on a running average have actually gone down for 6 straight months in a row on a running average. Okay. During that time frame, listings had leveled out and have actually starting to inch back up.
Yes.
They're still a long way apart. We're still by historic numbers, a big gap in between demand and supply, with supply still being low. However, the trend has reversed and they are starting to come back toward each other. As those come back toward each other, this insane thing that we're seeing on price, like this summer where we saw 5 consecutive months of record prices, that increase is going to slow. And honestly, I think it's a healthy thing. When you're taking work,
we're going to get back to normalcy,
appreciating at 12%. So that, you know, that $400,000 house you bought is $448,000 in 1 year. And so, you know, both average and median, average is appreciating at 12%, you know, as far as average sales price. And the median is like 11.8. So you're talking like that is 4 times. If you look on a long run in our market, 3 is about an average appreciation. So we're 4 times what a normal appreciation would be in our market. And the other thing, Deb, that's done is the buyers who are trying to come in, the only reason they've even been able to buy because of our income, you know, in Colorado Springs being lower, is because the interest rates have been so low and those are starting to creep back up.
They really are.
Yep. So, you know, when you look at buyers out there in the market, they're going to get a little bit of a reprieve. And I think the increase in prices is going to slow. I really do. Again, I don't want everybody to say, oh my gosh, real estate market's crashing. Again, if you look at the long term here through this front range, I see this as barring a geopolitical event, you know, barring a massive increase in interest rates, we've got a very stable market. But the increases that we're seeing, I do believe, my opinion is, and we'll talk about this next year, but we'll see. I think they have peaked.
Okay. Well, every day when I get up, I go on the computer and I look at, you know, the website PPAR, which is our association, and I'm seeing a lot of price decreases. I've even had them in my listings.
Yep.
And, you know, some people go in, sellers go in thinking that their home is worth X amount of dollars, way high, and they're being unrealistic. You know, and this is the other thing I want to talk about also. So if you're thinking about selling your home and you go on various websites to compare your home with your neighbor's homes, again, I've said this 100 times, don't go on Zillow and Trulia. Please don't. Go to realtor.com, you know, go to a PPAR. Better yet, call me. If you have a realtor, call your realtor. Because I just had a gentleman just call me and we had a long discussion on the phone. He says, well, you know, there's 3 homes in the area that sold for X amount of dollars. And I happen to be in front of the computer. His home is nothing like those homes. Those are brand new homes. His home is like 12 years old. He's got a 2-story home. Those homes are ranchers. People, you got to compare with apples and apples and not apples and oranges. Now, just because the market was so hot in the summer and there's decreases doesn't mean you're not going to make any money off your house. No, it does not mean that at all. It just means that I think things are getting, hopefully, to normalcy. And the reason why I say hopefully is because these people that couldn't find a home are going to be able to maybe hopefully find a home now.
Yep. We're seeing sanity, I think, come to an insane market. We talked about this, you know, even last week when we were talking. It was, you know, if you didn't get a contract in a week, you're like, oh my gosh, I must be, something's wrong.
Oh, and that happened.
Yeah, and that's not real.
Right.
I mean, that is, you know, typically, well, I'm looking at a chart right now. Go back to February of 2015, okay? That's only 3 years ago. The days on market was 110.
It's the average days on market.
Average days on market in February. Go to February of just a year ago, and we were only about 40 days on market. Okay, this summer we got down to 21 days on market, and I'm back clear back to 12 and beyond, and I haven't seen 21 days on market. I bet you'd have to go back into the in probably early 2000s or late 19 to see 21 right. days on market. Right. And for the Radio Land out there, that 21 days, that takes into account all price ranges, which are those $1 million price ranges. And I was in the MLS looking at a $1 million home that had been on the market for 465 days.
Oh, I know what home you're talking about.
You know, so that takes that into account. So if you honestly just took 400 and below, I don't think it's 21 days. I think it's less than that.
Okay.
You know?
So you're... Yeah, so things are averaging out. We're getting back to normalcy.
Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't panic at all. In fact, buyers should, you know, take that as a reprieve because, frankly, when you have both house prices and interest rates going up at the same time, that's a double-edged sword for a buyer.
Oh, for sure. Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Bill and I, we're going to continue to discuss our individual crystal balls. If you have any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. Be sure you go to our website, cityofcs.com. Come on back, listen and learn. This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back to City of CS Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I have Bill McAfee. He's the owner of Empire Title. He's in the studio with me today. He's in the studio with me last week, too. And this week, we are talking about what we're seeing right now in the market here in the fall and what might happen during the winter. So if you're thinking about selling or buying, you know, listen. As I always say, listen and learn. So, Bill, what else do you have to tell us about what's going on right now?
Well, a couple of things in looking back. If you go back just 5 years, back to like 13, 12, somewhere in there, the homes that were selling below $250,000 was like 75%, you know. And it might have even been 9, but it was for sure up to 11, 12, 13. Mm-hmm. And now, when I look at that same figure, 71% of the homes are selling $250,000 and above. Yeah. So, in that time frame, we went from 75% selling below 250 to 71% selling above. I mean, that's how fast that market turned.
That was fast. And you know what? So now I think, okay, so have wages caught up? I don't think they have.
You know, interesting stats. You would have to say overall, have they paced like that? No. I mean, this is a real estate surge that we've just never seen. I mean, not in this market. Right. It's crazy.
It's crazy. So what I'm seeing right now, for me, I'm getting, listings. I'm still getting listings. Of course, my marketing, what I do is different than most realtors, but I'm also seeing price decreases, even with my listings, and showings are down. Now, should we freak out, folks? No, don't freak out, because this is very common around this time of year. So you got to remember that people bought in the summer that have children because they wanted to have their kids established in the school. You know, they don't want their kids to be the outcast when they walk in and everybody stares at them in the middle of the school year, okay? I know what that was like. I was a military brat. Happened all the time. So that was a mad rush during the summer also. Get those kids into school. So right now, it's just going to be slower, folks. That's just how it is.
Yep.
Now, the interest rates, yes, they are rising, and that's not good for people buying real estate. It's unfortunate. I have a couple that qualified for 350. Now they qualify for 325. Right. So their buying power isn't as strong as it was when the interest rates were lower. But people don't freak out, because when I bought my first house, Okay, I'm going to show my age. In 1977, I paid 14%, and that was a fantastic interest rate at the time.
In 81, it went to 18.
See?
Yep, it was crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, it could always be worse. I think we're still being spoiled, you know, with such low interest rates. I don't want people to shy away from buying. I mean, if you can still buy, buy. I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer and tell you, oh, though, you know, the sky is falling. The sky is not falling. This is very, very common. Now, is it common for interest rates to rise? Well, I think we were pretty spoiled when the rates were really low. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. When you look, even looking at an average of 30-year fixed mortgages, frankly, if you go back over the last 30 years, that average is somewhere probably around 8%, you know, if you go back over 30 years.
Right.
And so, yeah, when we got down to 3.4 is where we got down to. We're at about 5.2, something like that right now on average. And so, yeah, we're spoiled totally. When people say, oh my gosh, it was interesting. Well, you know, Frank, I think if you can buy anything under 8, you're good.
Oh, I think so, too. I do. So, inventory. Do we have inventory? Yes, we have inventory now.
We do. We're up to 2,400 units. Now, the ironic thing that I'm seeing, right before the crash, Debbie, we had 7,000 units. So, if you look...
Yeah, I remember sitting there twiddling my fingers.
Oh, it was
And
terrible.
Then the phone rang. Oh, my gosh, go get that phone call.
don't
let it go.
Historically, we're still low right now, but one interesting fact, in February, we had 1,200 units, and we have 24. So, it increased from the low in February to the high... 100%. Now, it's not unusual to have big jumps from the low to the high, but going back over the last 10, 15 years, 100% is higher than what they usually run. You know, we usually run 80%, maybe 90, but over 100 is kind of unusual for a jump. Historically, we're still low. Do we have the homes that we need to match the demand right now? I still do not believe so, but I don't think we're at that critical phase where it's like, oh my God, we got to get it. You know, we're going to bid and we're going to do this and the Cookie Monster comes out and eats everything.
Right. We're not there.
No.
We're not.
So,
yeah. And I know it's still good time to buy also because as far as I know, and you probably know more about this than me, rents are still very high.
Well, you're seeing all this multifamily go up, and the reason is investors would not build those if they didn't think that the rents were going to hold. And that's, you're seeing a lot of them go up. We do not have enough to cover the rental market, period. And so you're going to still see, I'm personally not a good landlord. I'd prefer the business side. But yeah, no, the rental market is still phenomenal.
Oh, huge. For sure.
Well, for the landlords.
Right. And so these new apartments that they built, I was just blown away when I saw how much they rent for. Well, I mean, $1,800 for a two-bedroom?
Yeah. No, it's, you can make house payments on that. Where the interest rates are at, absolutely.
Easily.
Yep.
What a waste of money. Now, I know some people have to rent. I get it. And I've always talked about, you know, if you're active duty, you know, in the military, you're probably going to PCS in the next 3-4 years. If you don't want to be a landlord, don't buy. Do not buy. Well, especially if you're going to use your VA, not put anything down. Okay? That's just my suggestion to you. Go ahead and rent. Better yet, go on post. Go on base. Okay? There's nothing wrong with that. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to live, you know, on post, on base. I was raised on base housing, folks. Okay? It's not that bad. Your allowance is going to pay for it, more than likely. Whereas you go on the outside, it's probably not going to pay for it. Now, if you plan on being here, maybe you're not even in the military, or even if you're in the military and you want to retire here, go for it. It's still low. We are getting more and more inventory. For me, my inventory has increased because I'm not getting, you know, offers overnight. But then again, people that have kids have gotten their homes already.
Yeah. We see a seasonal all the time going through the winters. You know, the days on market stretches out. The cool thing about having your house on during that time frame is the people that are buying are usually pretty serious.
That's true.
Yeah, it's because of a job change or because they need a home. So there isn't as many buyers. But typically, if you're a buyer in the winter months here, there's a reason. You got a job in here, you know, even the February, March, April, May time frame, because they want to catch, you know, where there's in there. And another thing that I look at is if you're a buyer, if you've got a good job and you can afford the home, my personal deal is if you're a primary residence buyer, I don't think there is a bad time. When you're an investor, different story. Like for me, I buy to invest, and that's a whole different game.
It is.
But if I'm buying and I plan on being here 10 years.
No, absolutely.
And I can afford it. That's what I look at. You know, it's can you afford it? And if you can afford it, you know, there are people who are buying homes when the interest rate was 18%. I mean,
14%.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's like, frankly, after that, the foreclosures, you know, 1988 is when, before this last crash, is when we hit the biggest number of foreclosures. Well, again, 81 was when we had those rates. So those foreclosures didn't
tip. I remember that.
Till late
88. Right.
And so even in the high interest rate market, people weren't losing. Now, we were doing creative financing and all sorts of other stuff, you know, gaps and all that. But the bottom line is even during that market, people bought and were able to hold. And again, if you're going to be in a place for 10 years, and I just don't know that there is a bad, you know, typically 10 years is going to go through cycles.
Well, and you know what? I think, yeah, this has proven itself.
Yeah, well, and we're on a big upcycle. I mean, this thing started, you know, if you really go to the bottom of this, it was an 8. You know, right. We've had ups and dips, but, you know, we crashed an 8, and then since then, it's been steady climbing. So we're in a big long run right now, if you look at it.
We got a lot of good things going on in this city that's going to attract even more people to the city.
I totally agree. You know, and looking, like, in my building right now, I was just talking to a guy that specializes in the commercial. As far as medical, it's going up. Retail is going up like crazy. But in, like, just commercial, like where you have office buildings, they're really not building any of those. But the thing that's happening is those buildings are filling up, driving the rents up in them. And I can tell you, because I negotiate mine,
right,
the rents are going up, but they're still not to the point in those, for a commercial office building, it's still not at a point that it justifies building a building. So gotcha. They're not up enough. So we're in a really unique time on that office side where rents are going up and up and up. There's more, you know, the occupancy in those is going up and up and up, but it's not enough to justify building those types of buildings, but it will get there.
So Bill, you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see those vacant buildings on Academy and Palmer Park. You know where that Village Inn is?
Yep.
I would love to see that filled up. Every time I drive by there, it just makes me so sad.
No, I agree with you. It'd be nice to see some infill to kind of clean that up.
Yeah, because it's just vacant and it's just sad. But anyways, I think we're on our way to good things. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Colorado Springs in the long haul, I don't know that, you know, if I was going to bet on it, and I do enjoy betting. you can ask my wife. She cuts me off the tables all the time. Your bet is good here, both for, you know, what the economy's doing, both for what the projections for the state is, the Denver and Castle Rock markets, people coming down here.
For sure.
Once they get that interstate done, too, that's even going to make us more valuable down here because people are buying down here with it being this congested. Imagine when they free it up a little bit.
It'll be really nice.
Yep. So, I think Colorado Springs on the long haul through, you know, into 2020 and 2030 is going to be fantastic.
I hope so. Hey, Bill, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you?
The website is www.etcos.com, and that just stands for Empire Title of Colorado Springs. They're welcome to give me a call at the office, 719-884-5300.
And I call that number all the time. 884-5300. You know, also go to his website, etcos.com. And as I told you last week, go to the YouTube videos. I think you'll get a big kick out of that. Thanks so much, Bill. I really appreciate you coming on again.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. A big thank you to our wonderful sponsors. When my clients think about buying a home or refinancing, who do I trust to help them through the hoops and get the financing that they need? It's Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage. Ryan is our preferred lender, and we have trusted him to service so many of our clients for years. Give Ryan Herbig a call at American Liberty Mortgage at 719-228-6055. Again, that's 719-228-6055. Thinking about selling your home? Why would you pay 6% plus fees? Why would you and me about Properties List Home for a flat listing fee of $3,500 as your listing agent? Full service and remarkable marketing to include professional photographer. Don't be silly to pay more. If you want to buy a home, let us find your perfect home at no expense. Plus, we're going to give you 1/3 of our commission to help pay for your closing fees. No jokes, no gimmicks. At Mia Bell Properties, we're making your real estate experience more affordable. Give me a call, 719-641-1357. And a big thank you to our newest sponsor. Get your roof inspected with this year's crazy weather. Don't chance the integrity of your roof. We trust Drury Brothers Roofing with all of our clients' roofs. They've been in business for 34 years and have served over 20,000 clients. Now that says something. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call and take advantage of their free inspection. Give them a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Be sure to go to our cityofcs.com website and look up our preferred provider list. These are people that we've vetted, that we let everybody know that these are the people that we have used in the business, and they are good to go, and they should treat you right. That's our preferred provider list at cityofcs.com. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure you arrive alive. Don't text and drive. Until next week, my friends, remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.